Hi, everyone. I'm Carl Azus. Thank you for joining us for a new week of CNN Student News. Today, we're going to start with something that actually started just more than 2 years ago. Unrest in the Middle Eastern nation of Syria began with protests, turned into a civil war. In 2011, some Syrians were protesting their president, Bashar al-Assad. They wanted him out of power. Assad and his government responded with force. The Syrian military started fighting the protesters. Eventually, the opposition got armed and began fighting back. Syrian officials call the rebels terrorists. 2 years later, Bashar al-Assad is still president. The fighting hasn't stopped. International aid groups accuse both sides, the Syrian military and the rebels, of abusing human rights. More than 70,000 Syrians are reported to have been killed. Now, we say reported because it's not possible to confirm that number or to confirm some of the accounts of violence. That's because Syria hasn't given CNN or any other international news organizations free access inside the country. The violence in Syria involves one country. What about tension between two nations? Diplomacy, trying to work things out peacefully, is usually the preferred strategy. The government